Francis Leach, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Well, will they or won't they play Watto? That's the question Australian cricket fans want to know ahead of this second test.
Oh, Fran, as the song goes, breaking up is hard to do. And when it comes to Shane Watson, the country's cricket fraternity that's been in love with the idea of Shane Watson ever since he picked up a bat, tonight will be a critical moment because it looks likely that he's going to make way for Mitch Marsh for the second test, which is crucial for Australia if it's to stay in the series after losing the first one in Cardiff comprehensively. When it comes to this, emotion and opinion seem to dominate, but the only thing that really tells you what goes on are the numbers. Now, in the last 18 months, Shane Watson's played 9 tests for 440 runs. His highest score is 81. He's averaged 27. And with the ball, he's taken 7 wickets across those 9 tests at an average of 52. They are not the numbers of a walk-up start test cricketer. So the time has come for him to stand aside. But Mitch Marsh comes in with great expectation. He's played 46 first-class games. His average is only 32. He's hardly Gary Sobers walking into the team. So he comes in under enormous pressure, as the Australians do as well. It is a must-win for them tonight at Lord's as this one gets underway, and we'll watch whether they have recovered from what was a bit of a shock to the system in Cardiff.
Yeah, just a few days ago. A big shake-up too in T20 cricket.
Indeed, the T20 Champions League is also to be scrapped after it failed to excite fans and drew very little crowd numbers. Now, this was the 3-week international tournament that featured the top domestic teams from major cricketing nations and was billed as the richest club tournament the sport had to offer, prize pool of about $6 million, a winner's purse of about $2.5. It was put together by the Indian, Australian and South African cricket boards, launched in 2009 with a lot of fanfare, but it's been a dud. So it means that the Sydney Sixers and the Perth Scorchers, who were set to play in the event, won't go. They were the Big Bash finalists last year. That blows a hole in their budgets, and it comes off the back of a dramatic day yesterday when a panel appointed by India's top court recommended that franchise owners of the IPL teams, the Chennai Super Kings and the Rajasthan Royals, be suspended for 2 years following a cricket corruption scandal. So a rough day for T20 cricket yesterday.
Is T20, is that the same as Big Bash? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, right. It's 2020 cricket. So
no
20
more Big Bash?
Oh, no, the Big Bash stays, but the Champions League, which was where the two best teams from Australia, South Africa and India played a transcontinental tournament, that's gone.
Okay. The heavy hitters of world football are visiting here for their pre-season. We've got Liverpool in Brisbane this weekend. Manchester City played against Adelaide United last night. Why are they doing this?
They're doing it to sell shirts and to build their brand. There's no doubt about it. And a bit of pre-season training. It's remarkable. The International Champions Cup, which is coming up in Melbourne over the weekend, the first game of which between Real Madrid and Roma on Friday night, has sold over 200,000 tickets at the MCG over 3 games. That's how big it is. City played last night in their warm-up game. They're on the Gold Coast trying to avoid the cool Melbourne weather for as long as possible. They beat an Adelaide United team 2-0. They played a mostly young group. And we'll see Liverpool step out against the Brisbane Roar with John Aloisi in charge for the first time of the team in a big game. I think it's this Friday night at Lang Park. And then it's onwards, as I said, to the MCG for Real Madrid and Roma on Saturday night. And these games have become a fixture or feature of the Australian landscape in recent years. I think most saw the success of Liverpool's visit to the MCG a couple of years ago when 90,000 people turned out and thought these exhibition matches do have an audience. They're big money spinners and it's great branding exercise for these teams which have huge followings around the world.
It's good for football. Francis, thank you very much. Talk to you again tomorrow.
It's good for their bank account too, I think, Fran. See you then.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.